Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're listening to the I Love Politics show. I'm B. Sayers. I'm your host. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in on this Sunday evening. Today is Sunday, August 30, 2015. It's 4 o'clock p.m. Here at the I Love Politics show, I do politics, I do praise, and I do productivity. I believe that these three elements, making them a part of your life, that you will be successful in all that you set out to do. And I do believe on this Sunday, I want to say that it is time so dearly, it's so, we've squandered so many years in America, and it's time for the people to realize that all that we have and all that we don't have, we must contribute it to ourselves. There's poverty in America. And the poverty we are facing is a byproduct of political and corporate greed. And the reason this has happened is because the people have put the trust and faith in man instead of God. And that the people, we the people, have been laxed on doing our diligence as citizens of this country. There are people who bled and died for us, for all of us. And the things we've experienced in this country, based on the color of your skin, is not what people died for as a whole. Now, there are people, a minority group of people, who did die to keep my ancestors in slavery. That's a bad thing. It's an evil thing. But they lost. And the ones who intended to keep blacks in bondage lost out. And a lot of great things have been done in this country, with groups coming together, black and white and whatever colors, and making things possible. Because everything that you see in America today that has been good, it wasn't done out of evil. Money is not a good thing. It's a necessary thing. It makes things happen, but it's not a good thing. As in, these are the things when it's all over that you feel good about. People who put money first before people, don't envy those people. Don't want to be like those kinds of people. It's not worth it. So what does it profit a man if he gained the world and lose his soul? And these people who are telling you about how much money they have, and how they don't need anybody's money, and how they don't even need forgiveness from God, person. Receiving this evil communication from that type of person corrupts good manners. Be not deceived. Satan is roaming through America, and believers are allowing it to happen. And believers don't have to accept it, because when Jesus died on the cross for us, he binded Satan. And anything that Satan do in our lives is because we must permit him to do it. So people in poverty have permitted Satan to rule their life. People who see that they're heading to poverty has permitted Satan to head up their lives. If you don't choose poverty, if you choose prosperity, you can get there. For as a man thinketh, he is. So it's up to every one of us to claim the victory of Christ, to do what's right for ourselves and for one another, to not live in slavery. Because in America, U.S. poverty is a byproduct of political and corporate greed, and it all originated out of slavery. That's where it comes from. Poverty was created by politicians and CEOs. Make no doubt about it. Politicians, governors, mayors, senators, presidents, Supreme Court, all of these people, legislative bodies, they created the poverty we live in today. They use laws from black codes. They're being used today on American working class. Politicians are out there busy cutting benefits that poor people need. It was Roosevelt who created the Social Security program. Politicians today tell us that Social Security program has outlived its time. But that program is not a giveaway. It's not a hand-me-down. People work and earn money and put money that they earned into that program. But the politicians have raised the retirement age. Decade after decade, the retirement age is being raised, and now they want to raise it to 72. Politicians is privatizing government agencies. All that means is that our taxpayers' dollars is going into the coffers of politicians and of CEOs, corporations. Privatization means corporations get your tax dollar. Privatization means corporations get your tax dollars. Politicians cut the UI benefits from under people in their households who had worked and had earned it, and cut it so that they couldn't get it, and people lost homes and cars and families split up by medicine. Politicians create poverty. They spend billions of dollars on wealthy, and they take billions of dollars from the poor. That's what politicians do. They pass laws. Politicians pass laws to benefit corporations. And politicians pass laws to lower benefits of everyday working citizens. Politicians refuse to pass a wage increase across America, which is much needed, because it doesn't benefit corporations. CEOs believe in low wages. CEOs believe in outsourcing. CEOs believe in H-1B visas. CEOs believe in hiring and firing at will. CEOs have even supported financially the collapse of unions so that there's nobody to stand for the working class. And the working class is responsible, you with your own hands and me with mine, if I've been one. But I haven't voted for not one politician who told me they hated unions or told me they hated the government. But people in America every day are voting for politicians who tell them they hate the government and tell them that they hate the rules that's been laid out for poor people to live, and then they go vote for them. I hate a union. I hate the government. And then we got American citizens who go and vote for such people. What is it that that citizen don't understand about poverty? You can't stop poverty when it starts to flow. But there's so much hatred in America today. And the poverty we're experiencing comes from that hatred. And that hatred came straight out of slavery. Because when the white man had to give up his African slaves, he hated government for that. That's where the hate of government come through. White men couldn't have their slaves, and white men couldn't have their liquor. Because everybody know they slaves, that was their main line to their sex drive. Because their wives put up with it, and the slaves had to put up with it. That's why when you look at black people, you see so many different colors. Because that white man held slaves bondage, and the African men were used as plow horses, and the women were used to produce, to cook, to clean, produce, cook, clean, produce, and they were producing the white men babies as well as the babies of the African men. Because that is how this country was built. And it was the corrupt, evil white man and those laws that's got us to right where we are today. And that's why the poverty is created by politicians and CEOs, because those are white men mostly who are having their way with money. And with poverty we experience today is straight out of slavery, and it devastates working class people. And yes, those who laugh and say, what does Hillary Clinton mean by you can't fix the heart of men? She's right. You cannot change the heart of men. And we don't need the heart of men to be changed when it comes to the government. Just make sure that the laws are there. And when the laws is there, those men whose hearts are numb will know you do what the law says and you do what the law says, or you will pay a penalty and you may even go to jail. That's all it takes to change the heart of men, their money and their freedom, and they can hear you. And until you touch the money of corporate, and until you touch the money of politicians, and until you take the freedom of corporate leaders, and until you take the freedom of politicians, they don't hear you. They like, la, 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 la. But we can fix it. To register to vote. That's how we fix it. And we need to vote, and we need to hold politicians accountable, and we need to force corporate heads to hire people, and if they don't hire people, quit spending money in those places. Simple. You can't ever get a job when you go looking for a job, but you go back up in this place every day spending your money. Who the fool? There is no way in the world I'd be a years without work, but that's what's happening to Americans now. The problem is in the hands of America, American citizens. Everything that you have and everything that you don't have, trust me, you have yourself to blame. Blame you. Because you're letting people do it to you. We can't fix the heart of men, but we can fix litigation. So we can go into them courts and sue those companies and sue those politicians and everybody else we have to sue that do us wrong. We can fix regulations so that we can open those businesses that we want to open, so that they can't take our property from us because they want to give it to somebody else. We have to fix this stuff. We have to fix taxation. The taxes now favors corporations. People pay more taxes in corporations. We have to fix institutional racism. We have to fix the criminal justice system. We can fix it, and we're going to fix these things by doing what? Registering to vote. We can fix our government by doing what? Registering to vote and getting out there and voting. This stuff is in our hands. It's been in our hands. And we better look at our hands and understand it doesn't matter what color that skin is on the outside. Flip that hand over and let's get to work. Because this poverty was created intentionally, and it's hurting everybody in America. It's just poverty with slavery, part of being poor, poverty. When slavery was abolished, poverty grew because there was an anger in white men that blacks were no longer their cattle, and they've never let black people forget that you're not equal to me, that I'm white, and I am superior to you. And every time they get a chance, they speak it to us. A governor says black people need to stop referring to themselves as African American. Well, that's who we are. And we can refer to ourselves as anything we want to. After all, who gave blacks the name nigger? We didn't take that name upon ourselves, but that's okay. I've never heard that governor general say, and stop calling black people niggers. But he said to black people, stop calling yourself African Americans. Now, you fix that, because every coin got two sides. Every coin got two sides. White people say black people lazy. That came straight out of slavery. What that meant was, you don't want to be a slave no more. You're too lazy to work. Because that. We got to fix all of this. And we ain't going to fix it attacking one another. Blacks attacking blacks ain't going to fix it. Blacks attacking whites ain't going to fix it. Whites attacking blacks ain't going to fix it. Whites attacking whites ain't going to fix it. Blacks and whites must come together, and every other color in between, and reap the America that we deserve. No, you cannot change the heart of men. But you can change laws, and politicians is responsible for outsourcing because they wrote a law and made it legal. Politicians are responsible for H-1B visas because they wrote a law and made it legal. We're losing unions because politicians wrote laws and made it legal. We can stop it, and we have to stop it, and we got to care enough, and we got to get the courage to fight this battle. This battle is about Americans. There's a lot of poverty in this country. The poverty is too great. You look at the states and you count the people that's living in. We'll never know how many people in poverty, but there's way more people in poverty in America than we are seeing in numbers. There ain't no doubt about that. And most of them are white people. Ain't no doubt about that either. But ignorance keep you boo-boo the food. America works 40 to 60 hours a week and remain below poverty lines, bringing in the little money that comes from 40 to 60 hour a week jobs. Poverty levels in states are misrepresented mainly because all wealth in a particular state is used to average out population income. So see, if you live in a state and there's a bunch of millionaires and billionaires in that state where you live, and it ain't that many people in that state. When they average out the income for that state, guess what happens? Their poverty level goes down really low because ain't nobody hardly in poverty here. Well, it can't be if you ain't got but 150 people in that state and 50 of those are millionaires and billionaires. So when you average out the money of 150 people, guess what? Nobody don't hardly look poor. And that's what's happening. Got to think, people. You got to think your way to prosperity. And the only way you're going to do that is you stop allowing people to put evil thoughts in your head and you accept those thoughts for fact. And that's what's happening in America. We got to think. We got to not worry about the numbers of people in poverty and ask ourselves, am I in poverty? And if I am, what do I do to get out? It's just that simple. We got communities. We have got to work these communities to be sure that we lift ourselves out of poverty so that we can lift these communities out of poverty. Because there's always pockets of people in any community who are not in poverty. But what good does it do if there's not enough people in your community paying taxes and you're the only one paying taxes? Your taxes is not going to be enough money to get the potholes out the street. You need everybody working. And that's why we got to start reaching out in these communities and making things happen in our own communities so that our everybody prosper, not just be happy that you're not one of those who are not prospering. We got to see to it that everybody prospers, because poverty is a byproduct that was created by political and corporate greed. And even though I say it, even though the politicians and corporate have all the money, it ain't a thing. It ain't, you ain't said nothing. If we, the people, come together by the millions, together by the millions, and decide that we are going to change this country, that we are going to fix these systems and fix poverty. This is a time for us to fix this country. And we've never had a better time than now, because we understand now a lot of the things that actually has been happening in America. We understand it better than we've ever understood it before. And so now is the time. We got everything that we need. We have unemployed people who can do things, who got skills. We have resources available through our government. We have access to telecommunications. It's nothing that we can't do now. We must come together and force the system to do what's right for all the citizens of America. If we don't do it, who's going to do it? Now, all Americans who are wealthy are not corrupt. Don't make no mistake about that, because I'm not saying that. But the system that they earn the money out of gains is corrupt. And the American system creates poverty for all who work for their money in America, while those whose money work for them continues to experience gains in wealth just for having money work for them. They can sit back. There are people who can sit back and never work another day in their life and die with more money 50 years from now than they have today. We can fix this. Poverty is straight out of slavery, and poverty devastates lives of working class Americans. We can't fix the heart of men, but we can fix these systems, and as a result, we can fix poverty. And we will do that by registering to vote. When you go and vote, politicians keep track of how many people are registered in their districts. And if they see in a 30-day period that that number is just swollen, they're going to get scared. And if it's one thing we know that they are not people who want to go out on a job and work. And if you get the registering to vote, I can promise you, you will see some changes start coming down the line before the end of this year. We are in the best position ever to prosper in America, but everybody has got to pull their weight. I can't pull yours, and you can't pull mine. Chain. We are a human chain. And the chain must be strong, every link. Because if it breaks, there's a valuable part that we're going to leave off. And we can't let that chain break, okay? We can do this. We got people working on it. We got protesters right now working to make changes. We got to do what we can do to help them. And we got to do what we need to do to help ourselves. We can fix the criminal justice system. We can fix the institutional racism. We can fix our government, and it all starts with registering to vote. And anybody, and one thing I have to say, I haven't read the article, but I read a little statement that said that Bernie Sanders says that if Democrats want to win, they have to vote for him. I want to say to Senator Sanders, I've been voting as many years as you have, sir, and I have never voted for you, and I have saw many elections won that I voted for. So don't tell me that unless I vote for you that Democrats are going to lose, because I'll show you what a lie is, and I know a lie when I hear it.